Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of December 13th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yeah, we're back. Another interactive week here on News AF. We've got our News AF team back together after it was a solo mission for me and this man. Of course, he is Pickleball's top influencer, Father Nature, owner of a Google Watch and an Apple phone. And if there's anybody that can make it work, it's this man. It's Tyson Apostle.
It is true. Actually, I did have to do some finagling to even get the watch activated, but I got it all situated. Can get phone calls on it sometimes, all that great stuff.
You're crossing the streams.
I am, but I did it on purpose, just to try it, just to see if I could outsmart Steven Jobs from beyond the grave and the guy that was invented Google. Schmitty is what I call him.
Schmitty. Yeah. You're on a first name basis.
So pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Tyson, what's new? What's going on?
Not much. I am going to Vegas this week.
Nice.
For some poker and some pickleball. So it's gonna be like pretty exciting. And then the holidays are happening. So that's all underway. Pie Lady brought me a bag of oranges.
She's back this week.
And it's the first thing that I've ever eaten from her was fresh oranges and grapefruit off the tree.
Did you work out your differences with the woman who was bringing you half eaten baked goods?
No, she just
did. She listened to the podcast.
She might, but she just keeps coming. She still gave us some adult drawings, which not adult.
Adult drawings.
Whoa.
They weren't pornographic. Whoa. It was from an adult coloring book, which is like doilies and stuff like that. So, yeah. And I tested the oranges after I gave them to my daughters to see if they would be okay eating them. And they taste fine.
Yes. So,
you didn't take them down to the police station and have them
to get x-rayed? Is that a service they do year round? So yeah,
for neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a amazing. I love this for you that now maybe the half eaten pie lady has completely switched things up.
That's the hope, right? So
people can change.
Can change. And
Pie Lady has had a big probably event in her life that's changed her from giving half pies to
produce
oranges. Yeah.
I just got a text message. AFCU, America First Credit Union, fraud alert. And I'm supposed to go to review-americafirst.com. Yep. I don't have an American First.
Oh, wait.
So should I go?
You're gonna want
to
click on that, and then give all your personal information.
Yeah, is it from
deceptive site ahead?
Okay,
my phone recognized. Just testing the phone.
But did your watch? Did your watch recognize it?
My watch didn't get the memo, dude. Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool if they were fighting to be better.
You know, like first,
trying to win your favor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I actually saw this first, Tyson.
This is fraudulent. You don't need to open it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've actually sent a letter to the FBI.
Yeah, they're on their way.
From the watch. Yeah.
The fraud alerts are working overtime, preventing lots of people from buying their Christmas gifts this time of year. So they are doing their job. Of course, a man who is always hoping to be stopped from buying gifts by the fraud alert detection system. Here he is back with us. It's Mr. Vascular, Danny Bryson.
Guys, I am Christmasing so hard right now.
Yes, you are? How hard?
Like all over?
Oh, yeah. Like just like unbelievably hard. It's snowing outside. People have Christmas decorations up. My house is festive. Yes, there are some. However, our neighborhood has this thing where they put like they boo you in the house, and like in Halloween they put like
boo
a thing
you.
On your they put a thing on your doorstep, a decoration out front, and give you a treat, right?
That's not boo. That's you're thinking of the Halloween version is boo.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. They're doing the Christmas version of the boo.
Yeah,
well, they even gave us an inflatable Santa with some treats.
Like and what they've really is this done inflatable is, Santa? Because they just give you a responsibility.
8 feet. Oh, yes. That's what I was getting to.
Yep.
I was like, we should have
got to feed.
We should have put an announcement out that said we are not interested in sharing in your festive activities.
Wow!
Because no now solicitors. it's been here for 3 days, which already we've broken that rule, and it's been flattened by the snow, so it's now concealed. And Liz and I were actually saying, could we put it in the garage and just never do anything with it? Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for it? Who owns it? Where did it come from? It's not as bad as the pie lady, but it's still like, where? Who? Oh, why?
You've broken the chain by not re-gifting a gift. And also, Docs in the chat says, re-gift the snowman. But no, you can't, because the neighbor will see that. The person who gave you this will then see that.
No, Docs is correct. I'm supposed to pass it on.
After you're supposed to pass on the inflatable snowman after 3 days? Yes,
with a treat. That's what I'm saying. They gave me a job.
A six-pack or a dew, bro. You got that in your closet?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a good idea. A six-pack of Mountain Dew. That is what I should do.
Or beer or something, because it's definitely someone from the Mormon community. So give them something that they
can re-gift.
I offered my kid and my niece to go do it to somebody else's house. Offered them both $5. They said no.
Oh.
That's how annoying it is. And now it's buried in like 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
So I was Christmasing super hard.
Sounds like you're going to have to wait till spring to get that thing out.
I know.
6 inches of fresh snow.
Someone who's Christmasing even harder just did a major flex on my front yard. And honestly, it kind of took some of the Christmas cheer out of my heart.
Is this the person in the car? That person got away.
Yeah. That old lady managed to get out. There was a lady, for those of you who don't know, stuck in a salmon-colored Lincoln Town Car in the road right in front of my house. But she's gone.
Danny, last week, Tyson and I talked all about the Liver King and everything that was going on. Did you have any thoughts about the Liver King?
Did you cancel your subscription to his supplement program?
First of all, is anybody surprised?
I think wannabe alpha bros that follow him.
He was so ripped. It's just like when you find out all those old, I watched Predator recently. Gotta say, like, Arnold is just so ripped. And if someone's like, oh, he used steroids, which I'm pretty sure he admitted to, it's not surprising. And when you look at the liver guy and he's sitting there munching down on some liver, like, no, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's just never that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I stopped my subscription. I got all my pills, all the raw liver. I've been eating like raw liver now for a month. And I just can't build this upper pec area. I wonder what part of the animal I should be eating, though, to really get the upper pec
or your pectorals. Also, Sylvester Stallone was jacked in the first Rambo. The first Rambo when they were hosing him off in the jail. Dude, I love that scene.
Yeah.
Liver King, steroids. And that led us to a question I asked Rob. Who would you rather hang out with, Dan Balzerian or the Liver King?
Liver King.
Oh. You would rather hang out with the Liver King?
Yeah.
Okay. How so?
I like his energy a little bit more than Dan Balzerian. Yeah, I never really liked Dan.
Nobody does. That's the thing.
Nobody. Yeah. Well, some people do.
He pays people to hang out with him. Yeah.
I haven't seen him for a while, though. I don't know what happened.
People got still pretty out sick there. Of him.
Yeah.
He's still heart out attack. There, but people don't care about him anymore. So maybe it's to these alpha bro influencers.
Yeah. They've got a limited lifespan.
It's hard to stay alpha.
There's always other alphas coming for you.
Exactly. Everyone's challenging you. That's the problem. You want to be beta because there's no one fighting. No betas don't fight over betas. Like, dude, the alpha males.
Yeah,
I like to be the support alpha. So where whoever the alpha is, I'm the sniveling wino behind him who's like, yes, you're right. Do your thing. And then he eventually missteps and I take over. Scar.
Scar. All right. Well, let's talk about some potential holiday gifts this holiday season, as Danny's already Christmasing so hard. And so there were some things that were, I don't think this is going to be available for this holiday season, but maybe you can get your pre-orders in for the brand new Dyson air purifying headphones. Have you seen these, Tyson? I know you like to get the latest gear.
Yeah, I haven't seen those. Are they squirting air into your ears and you're supposed to absorb, or is it putting like a fan of air in front of your face as you're
looking
around.
Look at the picture,
Tyson. Yeah, I'll bring up the picture so you can see it. Okay. And you can see some people are saying that you could look like somebody from Daft Punk, but also maybe Bane.
And sounds like I hate them. Sounds like I hate whatever this is going on.
Yeah. Here you go.
Nope. Not for me.
Not for you.
$1,000, Tyson.
I mean, I would if I thought it was something I needed. But
well, first of all, let me read to you some of the specifics before you just poo-poo it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
50 hours of battery life.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Comes with a 3.5 millimeter jack. That's helpful when traveling. The microphone can monitor surrounding sounds 384,000 times a second.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it reduces noise by up to 38 decibels.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's no joke.
How about this, Danny? Does this count as a face mask? Like, could I wear this on a plane?
If planes were still requiring them, probably not.
You'd have to wear a mask over it.
Yeah. It's probably as effective as a cloth mask, but would still not qualify. You do look kind of cool. It would be scary to see someone in this.
This is a good option for someone without a very strong jawline instead of having to grow a beard.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, you know, this Dyson guy.
Yeah.
It's like he came from the future and all he brought with him was vacuum technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? It's like he's always pushing the envelope with vacuum technology. And this is basically
blowing air, sucking air. Sure.
Yeah. Blowing and sucking air.
He's like the king of sucking and blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's like his bread and butter to suck and blow.
A couple things here. I do not wear over the ear things ever.
Really? That's, they're great.
Yeah.
For what? What are they great for? Tell me, Danny.
I find them more comfortable long term, like on a flight.
Not me. They can hurt my ears.
Well, maybe let me see your ears. I'm going to look. Let me see the video. Let me see Tyson's ears. Not ginormous. Mine are a little bit smaller, probably.
Okay. But why else? I hate them because they take up so much space compared to earbuds. And
that's
earbuds
a good point.
Do the trick for me. I'm not a sound snob. Maybe Mr. Vascular, you are. Is there better sound quality coming out of those things? Like, I don't know.
Maybe if you bought the super expensive ones. I don't have super expensive ones and I'm not buying these.
Mm-hmm.
I would do wonder though if they could filter out farts on airplanes. It might be helpful on an airplane to not have to see.
Well, I think an airplane. I think it's is that a big problem? Then I feel there's so much like air circulation on an airplane.
There is, but there's always farts floating around.
There's always farts. We always feel like we could fart on an airplane. The cushion absorbs a lot of it.
Yeah,
and the sound, the constant humming. No matter how loud your fart is, it's almost never going to get heard.
Mm-hmm. This would be a good headphone at like a kid's trampoline place. Mm-hmm. You know, where the kids are all wearing socks. It smells awful. It's too loud. Maybe gymnastics. Mm-hmm. My girl's gymnastics school. This would also be great. Uh-huh. There is a place for this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if there is.
No one will sit next to you either.
How loud is the air purifier on it? Because if it's like,
hopefully it's super loud. That's why you have to wear the big
noise canceling headphones.
38 decibels.
Nobody else can hear anything else.
Yeah, it's just like a jackhammer to everyone except for the guy wearing the headphones. So cool.
Yeah.
I actually like this more now.
So I don't know. Maybe that they're like trying to market this as like, hey, if you're a gamer, but you're also, you know, worried about potential like viral infection. Although that they don't, like Dyson doesn't make any claims about.
No, I'm looking for that. They don't show anything.
Yeah. They like specifically do not make any claims about it being a face mask or any sort of like viral protection. So I'm not sure necessarily like what air purifying is being done. Maybe if you're like a gamer, you sit in a room that has an air purifier all the time, but then if you have to go somewhere, go to a gaming tournament, maybe it's not pure air and that impacts your ability to play a game.
It would be nice if they could tie this into like a sleep apnea machine, just get it all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of look scary, like Bane masks. Oh, it does say here it can capture up to 99% of the particle pollution as small as 0.1 microns.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that does sound
like it's doing something
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It can suck up or filter out nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide. Mm-hmm. So that's farts, right? Sulfur dioxide sounds very farty.
Yeah. The vital message in the chat says that This is targeting the wealthy in Shanghai as the demographic for this. And
that's true. They're only selling it in China to begin with.
Mm-hmm. When I visited China with, cause Danny was living there, it was very polluted. You could feel it. So
remember Beijing? Nice.
Yeah.
You're like, is this a fog? And they're like, yeah. No, this is creeping death.
Yeah. No, this is the stuff that comes out of the back of carts.
This is what came out in Egypt when Moses killed all the firstborn. Like the fog of death that like goes under the doors.
Wow.
So there is a place for this mask. It's not necessarily on my head, but I'm sure. Actually, I would be surprised if any of us ever saw a person wearing this.
Unless we go to a place that's very heavily polluted.
Yeah, like China. I could see on the train or bus in Beijing.
Yeah.
Somebody rocking this.
I would. If I had to go back to China for whatever reason or wanted to go back to China.
You get one?
I'd get one.
You'd get one? Yeah. Maybe they give them to you at the border.
I'd probably order one, get there, see if other people were wearing them, and then put it on. I don't want to be the only guy wearing one where I'm wearing one, looking around and being like, you're all going to die from this pollution. I got the magic mask. Because then you're probably going to get your...
Rip it off you.
They're going to rip it off you. Yeah.
Okay. Do either of you have any advent calendars at your house? Do you participate in the advent calendar?
I'm familiar with them, but we don't have one this year.
Okay. I actually this morning just confiscated the advent calendars. I think that really we are on like a loop here at my house where my wife and by proxy the elf on the shelf and Santa Claus and his minions that really we're very invested in the Christmas magic, and every single second of every single day has to have Christmas magic. And my kids are difficult. And so I'm hearing like a lot of stories about how that they basically are. They're not listening. They're not getting ready for school. We're all about the advent calendar. And so I think that we're going to move the giving presents to my children every single day till later on in the day. Like maybe have like a little bit more of like an earn it situation as opposed to
hold up.
Yeah.
So you're for your advent calendar, you're giving the kids a present a day.
They're like, it's not, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say a present.
The little
there's like a little like packet of Legos that they put together every single day.
Oh, so okay. That's cool.
It's like a little plastic bag that has like a Lego figure or like a little thing for them to build.
I thought it was just the treat ones where you get the little pop out chocolates and eat those.
My little girl has her own. My boys have their own. Mm-hmm. Rome's are like little toys. We've done the Lego one. We also did last year puzzles. So every day you got like a different little puzzle you had to solve. Big advent calendars.
Okay.
People over here.
Yeah. So you know, like my kids, are given and now it's like they expect it. And so, they're, you know, they need to like, we need to get a lot of stuff done before this is not funny. But it's a sad situation anyway, but there are more expensive advent calendars, that are out there, including the Dior $3,500 advent calendar. And so for just $3,500, Tyson, you could get your hands on the Dior Trunk of Dreams.
Okay.
Every day you'd be treated to some luxurious item.
Mm-hmm.
What's in there? Sunglasses?
Nope, no sunglasses. It's a fragrance.
Fragrances. Is it all fragrances?
I think it's mostly, they have soap. I saw soap on the list. Mm-hmm. Other fragrance items. It wasn't until day six, though, that things started to take a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
At least that's what this article says.
Okay, well, I'm on the Dior website, and they tell you about what's in there. That basically, spoiler alert for anybody who's going to get the Dior $3,500 advent calendar. Among the things on the list are 8 fragrances. There are 4 other fragrances. There are 3 scented candles, another scented candle, 3 soaps, another soap, 3 candle accessories and 1 ornament.
Could do better. I think I'd rather have the puzzles.
You'd rather have Legos?
Yeah, like the little Legos they build.
Yeah. Who is this for?
It's for people who want to show that they spent a lot of money on something to their to the person receiving the gift, but do not know what to get them. And it's more important to say, hey, I got you this Dior thing. It was $3,500. That's how much I love you. Than it is to actually get something of value or
you actually spend time thinking about.
Yeah.
If someone gave this to me, I think all of us would be the same. I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is the worst gift ever.
You would?
Yeah. Why not?
What, like soap? Well, of course you'd use soap. Yeah. There's always room for soap, but $3,500? Dude, I'll get you an Irish Spring soap bar.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Those are good.
Be happy as ever.
Yeah.
But Tyson, do you think that these are being given as gifts or do you think that people are buying them for themselves?
No, they're being given as gifts. It's like, okay, what do I get my wife? I don't know.
But you have to give it before December 1st because it's an advent calendar.
Yeah. So you're like, advent. Yeah. Maybe just for advent stuff too. You're just like, here you go. This because sometimes if you have that much money to spend, then unless you're spending a huge amount of money, you're not getting somebody anything they really, really want. So at that point, may as well just get them some designer soaps that will eventually be used to their full evaporation and won't be taking up space somewhere and collecting dust. So I actually, for the most part and in general, I prefer gifts that will
functional
be used and then done, gone. Gone from my life forever once I've used them.
Yeah.
So treats, food, soaps, face creams, whatever it is, I want something like that. Give me that.
Okay. Danny, is there a backlash to the Dior advent calendar?
Yes. Day 6 was very disappointing. Some people were opening this as like a daily TikTok.
Yeah.
And when they got to day 6, it was a lid to a scented candle.
Yeah, well, that is the the accessory I mentioned. 3 accessories.
Yeah, I know. But that would be, after spending that much money, very disappointing. Like, they couldn't have put just something. Almost anything would be better than the lid to the candle you already got. Also, I didn't know we were splitting up Christmas presents like this. So now, that's if I got my kid's shoes, I'll take out insoles.
Or one shoe at a time.
The shoes. Yeah. Or one shoe at a time and then have the insoles individually wrapped. Yeah.
Here's 4 gifts.
Yeah.
And then the laces as another 6 gift.
6 gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you break it down, it's probably, it's only like you're spending like $150 a day on the Dior calendar. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot. But, you know, love knows no bounds, you know.
Does this count as all the Christmas presents then? If you get it for the for a person, then do you have to actually then give them Christmas presents?
Oh, you know, someone who, if you're getting this for someone, that someone is definitely expecting a very nice handbag or cool pair of sunglasses.
Oh, man.
The calendar is just the warm-up.
The warm-up.
It's not the final gift.
It's a bummer. Appetizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I forget that. Danny, is there an advent calendar that you would want?
Yeah, design your perfect advent calendar, Danny. 25 days of little pop through the cardboard gifts. What you get?
Gummy candy.
And involve gummy candies. Yeah. Check. Maybe a Mountain Dew here and there.
But let's do something special like pumpkin spice Mountain Dew or...
Sure, throw that in. Okay. A pair of socks would be nice.
Yeah.
Some gloves, some warm, thinner gloves would be nice. Yeah. Probably my advent calendar, we're looking at $250 would be my guess.
Okay. I could get that for you, I guess.
Then you'd have to build it. You'd have to handcraft it in your garage and make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to look super cute, Tyson.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Next year,
do that. Get to work. Next year, I will get to work. I'll have the guys putting in the closet build a little calendar for you. let's see. My perfect advent calendar. Man, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Because you already have everything.
Well, I wouldn't really be excited about anything. I'm classic Gen X, you know, no highs, no lows. You can give me whatever, and I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
cool. So yeah, I have a hard time thinking of anything unless it had like expensive gold coins in it or,
Dyson's got expensive gold coin tastes.
Well, just something of value that will probably gain in value. That's what I want. Lottery tickets.
Scratch off a day. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
That'd be exciting because you'd win some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But the scratch offs, you want one full scratch off a day. You don't want to like one ticket with 25 scratches that you do one each day.
Oh, yeah. Forget that. That would be brutal.
Yeah. You want one scratcher a day.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. That's a good one.
My scratchers right now. I gave my neighbor a birthday scratcher. And she won $150.
Wow.
Yeah. For her birthday.
By one day of the Dior advent calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd like, that would be cool. I do actually, that's my go-to gift for people that I don't really know what to get them. I go buy scratchers for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Danny, I know you're Christmasing so hard, but there's a new study, that talked about, what is the best day to put up your Christmas decorations?
Well, to actually like turn on the lights is probably December 1st. Mm-hmm. But to actually prepare for Christmas, you have to set those up beforehand. End of November. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, we were able to hold off pretty much till the start of December, luckily, this year. Does it say anything about people based on when they put their decorations up? Can we learn a lot about people?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. What do we learn, Tyson?
You learn how much they love Christmas and how important it is to them. My mother-in-law, 1 year, this was like literally before Thanksgiving. I had the girls at a park close to my in-law's house, and it was in the middle of the day and I knew that everybody was home. And so I just texted my mother-in-law and was like, "Hey, I'm with the girls at a park, right by your house. If you want to come say hi, I haven't seen you guys in a while. It might be nice for you to see your grandkids." And she responds with, "I would, but I just started decorating the Christmas tree." And I was like, "Oh no, that's okay. 'Cause the scripture in the Bible that says Christmas trees over family." And she immediately showed up right after that. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you can tell there's a lot. She is a very traditionalist of traditions for holidays. So if you step out of the bounds of what you would see in a Norman Rockwell painting, she will be very displeased.
By the way, it says in this study that people in Georgia, don't know why, they believe that you could put up October is the earliest you could display lights. October.
Okay.
By law?
No, just like they broke it down state by state. And Georgia had the earliest.
Date. Yeah.
They're saying you can put up displays in October.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Does that mean they love Christmas more than everybody else?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas, we always joke about it being earlier and earlier. And it seems Thanksgiving is kind of being overlooked, but people are still celebrating it. But there's not like a lot to it. Do you think that corporate world could profit more off of Thanksgiving than they have? Have they not been commercializing it as much as they should?
They've tried. They just can't. Now it's like you trample over Thanksgiving like an old person on Black Friday just to get to sweet, sweet Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants Thanksgiving. Just get that out of the way. Turkey, yam. Let's get straight to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, maybe there's not enough upside there. Yeah.
Yeah, in Georgia, they're doing it in October.
Yeah. Well, this is, I thought, the most interesting part of this survey of 4,000 people. They found that 3% of people hang up the Christmas decorations on Christmas Day itself. Wow.
That is insane.
I've been pretty close to that before.
Yeah.
I've been very close to that. Like, couple days, maybe even Christmas Eve.
Not still. Even Christmas Eve, though. Christmas Day. At that point, it's like,
Christmas Day.
But maybe people are coming over.
Maybe.
And that's the thing. So they're just like, we better make it look a little festive. Throw that up. Yeah.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we have the, I know I said I was Christmasing super hard and I am inside. Mm-hmm. I am. And inside my house, I am, mm-hmm. but we don't have Christmas lights. So when you turn down our street, a couple neighbors have these beautiful lights mm-hmm. and then you get to our dark hole space mm-hmm. in the houses.
Yeah.
Wow. And I do feel a little guilty, but the problem is by the time I thought maybe I'd put them up, it's too late. If you don't put them up before December 1st, it's a waste of your time because mm-hmm. like that. Christmas comes and goes, and now you're on the snow taking down Christmas lights. What was the point?
You can just keep them turned off after Christmas for a few days.
I've seen a lot of Christmas lights get ruined. You can't leave them up there for very long.
Okay. Yeah, who cares?
Plus, they cost a lot. They're expensive. Yeah. Last year, I did Christmas lights like crazy. I wrapped an entire tree.
Yes.
And then when I was done, I said, I will never do that again. Because this is a surefire way to make me hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what makes you happy.
Yeah, and that's no lights outside.
You got
I'm
to.
I'm so happy.
You got
well,
to.
What about one of those projectors? I know it's
that's
cheating.
What I have. That's what I have.
The purists will say that's cheating.
Let them say it.
It's just light vomit all over your house. But that's what I would do if I were to do anything, because I don't do lights either. My neighbors across the street have lights. Some people have lights. Some people have those little projector things. I would 100% get one of those projectors before I tried to attempt putting lights up on my
house. I got to move it closer to the house. It's too far. It's too far away.
Yeah.
Tried to like get the whole house in the lens of the projector. It's not working. It's not working.
Yeah. Maybe you need two projectors and just move them up a little closer.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not buying a second projector.
My state is in one of the earlier Christmas days. It says first day of November is an appropriate time. Same with North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I didn't know that, but now that I know it's acceptable, maybe next year.
What about Arizona?
Arizona says November before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Only Alaska is like first week of December. They're one of the later ones.
Because the days are so long.
Yeah, and you don't want to go outside, get charged by a moose, and put Christmas lights up. It's just a headache. Yeah.
So this is a time of year. Lots of companies are having their holiday parties, you know, and this is maybe they were virtual holiday parties in 2020 or 2021. But now that people are back together, like getting together for these holidays, sometimes things could go wrong, especially when people are maybe overindulging in some of the eggnog at the party. And so maybe you might be in the need for a reputation manager to help you if things ended up going and getting out of hand. And that is what some people are doing this time of year, reputation managers.
Yeah, and the reputation manager in this article gives you a list of things free of charge.
Yes.
On how to avoid. But the one thing he doesn't say at the very beginning, he should just say, avoid alcohol at the party. And right then and there, he'd be eliminating a lot of the problems that come at a corporate party.
Yeah, well, that would be almost impossible to do, to avoid
the alcohol. I know, I'm just saying that that's the quick and easy way. Not easy, but quick way to completely eliminate. I mean, the list here is actually pretty long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying things you regret to colleagues.
Yep. That'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
I should go to more corporate parties.
Isn't that the beauty? That's the beauty of the corporate party, I thought.
So, yeah, it's sort of like some sort of like structure in the year to like, all right, let's just let everybody get a little, you know, a little loose and then just like let some of the steam out.
I mean,
what do they call it? They call it sharing of the beef. Mm-hmm. There's an Always Sunny episode that talks about that. And I feel like, yeah, maybe this is the opportunity. Maybe the reputation manager, instead of trying to change the reputation of the individual, should just change the reputation of the party. Be like, hey, this is where we air grievances. This is where we live to just like gluttony, just a hedonistic day. Okay. It's Vegas for everyone. What happens at the corporate Christmas party stays at the corporate Christmas party, as long as it's legal.
I would love, like, I think if I were a corporation man, I would love to go to the Christmas party and watch as it all came crumbling down for certain individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's happening, right? Because there's somebody who's definitely getting too drunk, and then they're getting out of line. Then people are getting out of line, trying to corral the person who's out of line. And it's a whole snowball effect.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the holiday party where the Grinch and the reindeer got into it.
That's what I'm saying. And that was a corporate party too, dude. Mm-hmm. Man, this is, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the reputation manager says that if you do say something mm-hmm. at the party that you regret, his advice is
never bring it up again.
No, the best advice to restore your reputation here is to be frank and address the issue. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that really what you want to do? Like stand up in front of everybody in a big room filled with cubicles and be like, hey, everyone,
sorry about last night.
Just want to say that rumor I started about the third nipple on Tyson's chest mm-hmm. is not true.
Or is it? I think that there is a business opportunity here to sell tickets to corporate parties. Cause wouldn't you they show you the menu and how many people will be there and what type of corporation it is. And then you're like, that's the holiday party I want to be a fly on the wall at.
Yeah.
Now we go to France to visit that one place that's just a party nonstop.
Yeah. I don't know if I can hang with those guys. They're firing people that can't party hard enough.
Tyson, is this sort of like seat fillers where it's like that these like corporate parties don't want to make seem like their party is boring and nobody came, so that they need to like sell some tickets to people who are going to be there to sort of like fill out the room?
I mean, it could be. Yeah, definitely. But I also think it's like some of those big corporations, like you're recouping some of your costs for the party by selling tickets. And there's so many employees at some of these places that nobody's going to know if you work there or not. And that's part of it, is that you have to pretend like you work there, which would also be fun because they're like, what do you do? And you're like, data analytics. And they're like, oh, where? And I was like, in the basement all the way at the very bottom. And they're like, that's where I work. I was like, yeah, I'm in room 4. And they're like, same here. And I was like, that's crazy that we don't know each other.
The ultimate corporate party would be to book an entire Allegiant airline flight. It's like,
and have the whole party in the plane
in international
goes.
International skies.
Yeah. And if being Allegiant, it's already been trashed. And I'm sure the people who handle those flights are pretty familiar with cleaning up disgusting messes and stuff. So
no doubt.
Yeah, just rent out an Allegiant or a JetBlue and just get up there and you can party as hard as you want.
All right. Well, if you really want to go to a party where you could party as hard as you want, maybe you want to check out a party in the metaverse because there was a $400,000 metaverse party that was thrown by the European Union. It was a 24-hour metaverse beach party that was supposed to be filled with music and fun.
I can't imagine anyone throwing a more boring party than the EU.
Yep. They had this wild party and they spent $400,000 to throw this party in the metaverse. And it turned out that there were less than 10 guests. And ultimately, one person was the only person left at the EU beach party that cost $400,000 to throw.
And it was Mark Zuckerberg?
It was not Mark Zuckerberg.
I wish I knew who it was. Does it tell us which member of the EU it was?
So it was just the EU Foreign Aid Department. They were the person that threw it. We do have some footage that I can show of what it looked like.
But why would it cost so much?
I guess it's not cheap to rent space in the metaverse.
It's going to get cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. So here is this person named Vince, that he was the only person that was left. This is what was going on in the party at the metaverse.
That's actually pretty sad. what kind of a character is that? Is that like Pool Noodle Boy?
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of like a pool noodle.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy on stage. He's got like this saggy testicle look. the green guy. I'm not even joking. Like, what is the point of that big old thing?
Yeah.
This sucks mm-hmm. as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
The concert is just the same DJ spinning the same music. Is anybody out there?
Mm-hmm.
How many of these people do you think are bots and not actually connected to real people?
Yeah, I don't know how many of them are like NPCs in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at that beautiful statue in the background, though.
Yeah.
Big the red guy.
The party was called Depressing and Embarrassing.
I love
and
it.
And Digital Garbage. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It was the commission's the Global Gateway Project that was the event was supposed to promote the Global Gateway Project. And so there's definitely some egg on the face of the organizers of the party.
Yeah. They were supposed to be countering Chinese influence, and what they didn't realize is that influence was necessary to fill up a party in the metaverse.
So yeah, Tyson, these are the seat fillers that they could have used.
Yeah, but I feel like at this point, then we should be charging for to be there, not paying. Like I'm paying to go to the craziest.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate party in the world.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. I'm getting paid to be a seat filler at the EU party on the metaverse.
Maybe go to the corporate party dressed up with your VR gear. And then it's just like anything goes, dude, at the one party in real life while doing the party online. That would just be the maximum party.
Pretty
good.
You couldn't
party harder than that, than in real life and the metaverse simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who parties really hard?
Tell me.
The cocaine bear.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to say liver guy.
He probably does. Okay. new trailer has dropped for a movie called The Cocaine Bear, which is a true story. We've talked about some wild bears, Danny.
Yeah, I would recommend that you probably don't need to see this movie, but the trailer itself is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Is it a bear or a man?
No, well, actually, sometimes it looks like CGI. It's hard to tell, but sometimes it looks like a guy in a costume.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, have you seen this trailer?
No, but it's a real bear. It's about a bear. It's not about a man that's very burly that likes cocaine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's about a bear who got into a bunch of cocaine in 1985.
It was chucked out of a plane in a fit of, I don't know. They thought they might be busted. Here. So they chucked it out.
Yeah. What you got to do.
So is it a real story?
Yeah.
Some of it is real. Yes.
It's a dramatization.
Yes. Dramatization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at this bear though, dude. He just chomped down on one big old brick of cocaine.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's out there, you just watch the bear just go nuts.
He goes crazy. Invite the cocaine bear to your Christmas party, and I guarantee you, reputation management will be needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should they have had the cocaine bear at the EU Christmas party?
Yes,
it would have lightened things up for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, so Tyson. They threw cocaine out and then people are standing there watching the bear consume the cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know what part of the story that is, but in real life, I think that it found the bag, the duffel bag.
See, like, do you see that?
Down on some of it?
Yeah, that Danny, like he just ate the brick of cocaine.
An entire brick.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
by the way, this stars Ray Liotta. This is his last film and was directed by Elizabeth Banks. This is no small... side project by some kid just out of film school.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
expect this to compete with Avatar.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, probably right up there.
Are you going to see
$250 million budget?
Yeah. But this one isn't 5 hours long. So you can get this in an afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how I base. Actually, when I go to a theater, I base which film I'm going to on how short it is. The shortest film is the one I'm watching every time.
Danny, are you going to go watch the new Avatar movie?
I'll have to set aside an entire day.
Yeah, well, if we can find the time.
I'll have to find,
I will not.
When that will be. I will be watching this movie 100%.
Cocaine Bear.
At some point in my life, I watch Cocaine Bear. I wouldn't say that it's 100% I will watch the new Avatar. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking me which one's more likely to be seen by these eyes, it's going to be Cocaine Bear.
Okay. All right.
Maybe Cocaine Bear twice before I even get to Avatar.
I think it's a good call. Okay. And then I was wondering if maybe cocaine might be involved, as a Australian town has had to ban emus from a local bar after they have been just being menaces.
No.
Yeah.
Emus, they're so well behaved indoors.
No, they're not. They're scary.
I'm just kidding, Tyson. They are scary.
And they're aggressive. They can be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It says here they were naughty and disruptive, and their poo made a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds about right. Metaverse party.
Yeah, get the reputation manager for them.
Yeah. The poo wouldn't have been, or virtual poo is not as big of an issue as real poo.
No.
Also, in the metaverse, like if you had emus pooping all over, that's fine because it's all virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's something about real poo that's grosser.
They put up a sign as if the emus could read it. Like, were people bringing the emus?
Mm-hmm.
It says that they've been banned from this establishment for bad behavior.
Yeah. Why were they allowed in there in the first place?
Yeah. Was it an emu bar?
Please let yourself in through the emu barrier and then reconnect, please.
Wow. Is it like on an emu ranch or something that it's surrounded by emus all the time? Or do the emus know that there's free drinks inside? What is going on?
Yeah. No, I didn't realize that Danny was reading the sign that was hung up there to tell the emus that they are not welcome.
Yeah.
That they are officially banned.
This is at the Yaraka Hotel, which looks like it's out in the middle of nowhere.
This is emu poop. Yeah, I didn't know they need to see that.
Yeah, they got a close-up of emu poop. It just looks like mud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a guy with an emu.
Yeah.
Okay. He seems happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his stress relief emu.
Oh, yeah.
Support emu. What about your support emus? You can't even bring those in?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have a diaper. Probably have to have a diaper on them.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I would be so gross. If I was at a place with food and I saw emus, no, thank you. I turned around, I walk out.
Yeah, you got to leave.
Remember, you'll eat a bird poop sandwich. So if it's a bird poop the size
inadvertently
of a
bird poop. Inadvertently
is that technically bird poop, Danny?
I didn't know there was bird poop on the sandwich until it had touched my palate and electrified my senses.
But what I'm saying is, if an emu accidentally pooped on your sandwich and you took a bite without knowing, would you swallow the emu poop?
Remember, I swallowed the sandwich because the lady who actually reopened her to make me the sandwich was looking at me. So in order not to be rude, ate bird poop.
But that's what I'm saying. In this scenario, if that bird that had pooped on your sandwich was an emu, all other things being the same, would you swallow that bite of sandwich?
Yeah. The bartender reopened the bar just to let you in.
To make you
I'd like store it in my mouth, right? Until I can find a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to let that really soak in the nutrients through my cheek lining. And then I would wait for the right moment and discreetly remove it from my mouth.
Okay. That's the damage is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The damage is done as soon as it's in your mouth, whether you swallow it or not at that point.
But what if I stumble upon some new, like, oh my gosh, dude, lifestyle. I've been eating emu poop for 6 months. My upper
You're the new liver king?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers have thinned out. They're no longer sausage-like. My upper pec's totally awesome. Some of my vascularity's gone down. And I owe it all to drinking one emu poop shake a week. And I'm now selling it.
Yes. Supplement company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would the supplement company be named? Dan Emu?
No, but we could come up with something great. Emu seems like it lends itself to a lot of great names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to workshop with Rob, though, since he's a word
master. The P wants to know, are emus invited to the EU party? It's like, you can't spell the EU without, or you can spell emu without EU. Yeah.
That party would have been so great if they had Cocaine Bear and emus just wandering around the party doing what they do.
Dude,
why didn't they think of that? That's the thing. If you're going to dump that much money in there, you need to get some party planners, and News AF party planners are some of the best metaverse party planners you can hire.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do better than us.
Yeah. All right, Danny, do you have a story for us? I know that it's been 2 weeks since we got to hear about your world famous bolt hole. Are you ready?
Yeah, we can go.
Okay.
I kind of gave up all my goods as stories.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
I can give you some information.
Oh,
perhaps you didn't know.
We love that.
I found out. So I went on my trip to Ecuador and the night before I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get some money to spend in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like some currency. Do you know what currency they use in Ecuador?
No.
The US dollar.
Oh,
couldn't be more convenient. So then I go there and I didn't get enough money because I haven't traveled in a cash country for a very, very long time. You know where they all prefer cash?
Yeah.
And so I basically had no money the entire trip because I also don't have an ATM card because I haven't taken money out of an ATM in probably 15 years. Like, no joke.
Okay.
So I have no means of getting money out of an ATM and I have very limited to cash. So my soda consumption went down to nothing.
Oh my
candy
God.
Consumption down to nothing. It was like a week of, it was a tough week.
How did you live?
I don't even know. I wanted to buy soda every day, but I couldn't. I didn't have any cash. And they don't have those little like shops, you know, like there's like a million of those little shops and they have, you know, 500 or less items in it. Couldn't buy it. I had like a $100 bill. I was like so worthless. I couldn't break the 100 because nobody had, you know, more than like $5. So yeah, it was a real cultural experience.
Yeah.
So you had to let your friends pay for everything.
Well, I did that for a while and then I could sense their annoyance at me. Okay. And I did say at one time, I can't get any money because I don't have I don't know how to pull money out of an ATM. And the one friend said, that's nothing to brag about. You're saying that as if you're bragging about it. That's nothing to brag about. I thought, yeah, that's true. But seriously, like how often do we handle cash? The future for me is a cashless society. I look at cash and it's basically like you've handed me a piece of toilet paper that's been lightly used. Like it's disgusting, right? And I don't need coins jingling around in my pocket and falling out half the time.
Okay, Tyson, don't get the rare coin advent calendar for Danny.
Not for Danny.
Tyson's into all these like gold coins. What are you going to do with those gold coins? You put them in your safe?
Yeah.
It's just that coins aren't great. I can't wait for the cashless society. And it's almost here in some places, but in other places, they still take just cash. And boy, I was not familiar with that. Not prepared at all. So this
have you
is
never
my
been
PSA
to a casino?
No, I don't go to casinos. How gross is that? I wouldn't even go to a casino to see you win $10,000 out of a nickel slot machine.
Wow. It's
like, really? I don't want to be in there at all. Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, Tyson.
I feel like you'd love the energy once you got in. You'd probably hyper addictive to it though.
No, I've been in casinos. The problem is I like the money I have more than the money I've been promised I might have in the future. So gambling's not for me.
So even if you came in and watched me win $10,000 off of a nickel, there's no part of you that would be like, oh, I should.
Oh, 100%. The cynical part of me would be like, he's already won all the things that could possibly
be. He has all the money.
Here.
Yeah.
There is no more winning in this casino because Tyson has absorbed it all.
Okay.
He will only lose because they have to make back what Tyson took.
Sure.
So Danny, when you go on an adventure to a foreign country, you go in with like a set amount of money and you have no way to like access more funds if you need that.
Yeah, well, the problem is I haven't been to South America in a long time. So last time I was there, I went to Peru and I went to Chile and I've been to a couple other places. So I forgot that they run on a cash economy. And so normally when I go to Europe, it's like, just use my card everywhere. So now I have to make a mental note, take cash.
Cash is king.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's so gross.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
Danny, I know you submitted so many of your bolt hole stories for the show proper. We didn't talk about how Mercedes wants to charge you some of your precious cash to accelerate your car quicker.
I only put that in there because Tyson or all of us talked about how BMW wanted to charge you to turn on your seat heaters. Remember that story?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good tie-in. And it's just like, you're going to get nickeled and dimed to death, and then you won't be able to travel to
foreign countries. Yeah, and then Tyson can't even play the nickel slots.
Tyson can't play the nickel slots, but it kind of does feel like that is the future.
Yeah.
And as critical as I am of Mercedes, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Tesla already kind of does this with some of their features. Mm. Like, they'll unlock certain features if you pay them a little bit extra, even after you've purchased the car.
Okay, when we first saw this story come across, I have to say I'm a little surprised of what the price point is. How much for the yearly subscription for increased horsepower and torque in your Mercedes?
Per month?
A year. Well, you give either.
It's charged a year.
We can do the math.
Okay. I would say a year is going to be like let's go with like $200 a month.
Oh, so it's actually a value. Yeah, it's $100 a month, $1,200 a year for quicker acceleration.
I wouldn't pay for that.
No, by the way,
One second faster, 0 to 60 is what you get for that.
Mm-hmm.
So how much for 2 seconds faster?
That's not even possible. But in what situation are you like, oh man, I wish I was 1 second faster? Does that come up a lot when you have a nice car?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're racing it.
I think it's cooler, not that your car is fast, but I think it's cool when you can make your tires smoke.
Oh,
that to me is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well,
so maybe the tire smoke feature would pay for.
Maybe it's synthetic smoke pouring out the axles, so then you're not burning your tires.
Okay, so that's just one of one of the features that you can pay for currently. That BMW, we talked about the heated seats. You could also upgrade for the high beam assistant, safety camera. So there you go.
Eventually, all your money will be spoken for before it even hits your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have no free cash
to,
like we said, go to the casino. And you'll be paying for all these stupid, you'll be paying for at least 25 streaming services. Seat heaters, probably to turn on the lights in your house, in different rooms. I mean, it's just, and the future is no free cash.
Isn't that what you want?
To your bank,
yeah.
To everybody else for stupid services. And the thing is, like all services, you'll forget that you have them. So you just buy more and more and more. And only the most diligent accountants will be able to pour through the list of things they're paying money for and actually cut some of them out.
But what about, isn't there a service that you can pay for monthly that will check the services you're subscribed to?
So you'll be subscribed to 3 or 4 of those, right?
Yeah.
Danny, you got to get off the grid.
I can't. I'm not a cash guy. Barter guy.
Man, this Danny is torn because he doesn't want to pay subscription fees for anything. And he wants all cashless system, but he doesn't want to exist in a place.
He's got to see Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, I got to see Cocaine Bear. I got to use a card to see it. So excited for Cocaine Bear.
Okay. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you?
Oh, just plugging away, editing video, trying to get stuff up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was exciting there for a while.
You have a lot of videos from your trip?
I got 2.
Okay.
Which isn't a ton, but it'll help. So working on that, putting stuff up, just getting ready for Christmas. When you're Christmas this hard, it's time when you're like this to just finalize everything.
Yeah.
Christmas gifts, say nice things to people, say it today, because who knows how I'll feel tomorrow.
That's true.
That's what they say. Okay.
So when you're feeling good, say them. When you're feeling bad, say them.
Exactly. Actually, that is a pretty good life hack right there.
Sure.
In the moment, just do it.
Yeah. Okay. That has not been my experience.
Rob's writing that down.
And write that down.
I'm only saying like nice things, Rob. I'm not saying mean things. You should never say mean things.
Well, I thought you said when you feel it, you should say it because you don't.
I should clarify. When you feel the urge to do something nice, do it right away because that urge is so short-lived.
Got it.
And that's the difference between good people and bad people is that they're like, oh yeah, I should do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Tyson, what about for you? What's coming up?
We got the finale tomorrow, Survivor. You're covering that as well, I presume. And we've got Danny McRae to chat with us. Mm-hmm. Life with Boston Rob and Tyson, still going strong on all platforms. So give it a listen and rate us there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to Vegas on Thursday for some poker tournament and some pickleball stuff. And
I hope you win $10,000 on the nickel slots
because
I'll have FOMO. I wish that I was there to see it. Unlike Danny.
Yeah. Rob, I wouldn't want to sit in
a casino to watch that.
Yes.
Yes, he would. I've been to casinos with Rob. He has a great time.
Yeah.
He doesn't like slot machines though. He likes table games.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. The slot machine can be a little bit, a little bit boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
But if you have a group of people all there with awesome money in play, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And I think that's about it. How about you?
Podcasting. We got the Survivor finale on Wednesday night. And then got a lot of year-end wrap-up stuff here on RHAP.
But, are we going to do a year-end wrap-up for News AF? Do we make the highlights real, maybe?
We'll see. That's it's a lot of work. If people have some must-haves, like we can go back and listen. But I think that our schedule, we should be good throughout the holidays, right? We're going to do the last one before Christmas, the 20th, the 27th. Mm-hmm. So we're avoiding like all the blackout days.
Yeah, we'll be good.
We're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here for News AF. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. We did it, guys.